the pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven. Yeah.
One more hour to go. We'll revisit Ari Wasserman's Mount Rushmore College football coaching feature. We'll talk more about the game tonight with Tennessee and Creighton, and of course the Alabama game tomorrow. Your phone calls as well, and we begin the final hour. We've already seen him and heard him tonight on the show, but legend returns. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my black hat brother, and thank y'all so much for showing that clip. That was really cool to see, man. I appreciate that so much, man. We just got big news today. Tony Curry announced that Mark Ingram, the UAB athletic director, will be on this Saturday on the starting lineup at 10:30 and on ABC. And I promise you, everybody connected with the Blazer program need to listen, from what I understand.
Okay. So,
when they told me Mark Ingram, I said, wow, you got the Alabama Heisman Trophy winner.
Yeah, no, I met that guy once, legend, and I'm like going, you sure have a funny name for AD.
Yeah, I thought we had the Heisman Trophy winner on, but still a big guest. You know, but thank you so much for showing it, Paul. Paul, yesterday was the greatest days in my sports life. I'd put it right there on my Mount Rushmore, Paul, right next to Saban and definitely not Dabo. But right there next to the, you know, on my Mount Rushmore. First, my Orioles win opening day, 11-3. New owner with deep pockets and deep love for Baltimore. And Corbin Burns, thank you, Milwaukee Brewers. Finally an ace. Dominating. And then last night, baby, I would say, Paul, the greatest win in Alabama Crimson Tide history. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, the reason I agree with you, because 20 years ago when Alabama beat Syracuse in a similar type of game to go to the Elite, they had absolutely no chance the next two days later against Connecticut. And this time they have a great chance of winning. In fact, they're the favorite to win.
Yeah, I just noticed we're -2.5 on the Vegas line. And I say this right here. I agree with you totally. Going into that UConn game with the red slippers, I knew we was going to get beat by 30. Everybody thought the ball. I don't even know how
it was just short-lived.
I mean,
but this is legitimate here. That was kind of fluky.
Yeah, it definitely was. And hey, Paul, you remember the other day I said I'm praying for Grant Nelson. The Lord heard me, brother. The whole Lord heard me.
You're right.
He came alive. I've been saying the whole time, if he wake up, realize he's 6'11", and go to work, man, we could be a Final Four team. But I just have to say, honestly, I thought Nate Oates absolutely scored Hubert Davis in the second half. I thought Coach Oates took him to class. And what really pissed me off about that game is when they interviewed Coach Davis at halftime. And he made a little comment. He said, bad for them, good for us. You know, I'll tell you, of all the fan bases I have met in my life, the North Carolina basketball fan base is one of the most arrogant, self-entitled fan bases in the whole world. They don't think they crap stink.
No, legend, let me confirm that, because I have neighbors up and down my street who were not wearing Tar Heel blue today, which they're normally, and I'm sure they would have been rubbing it in. So thank Nate Oates for me as well.
Yeah, I tell you.
Andy, is legend right? You've lived in the state your entire, I mean, are the Tar Heels the most arrogant?
Yes. Duke is the second.
Well, but, you know, Duke's not even a real, I mean, they're just like a, yeah, I mean,
like Auburn in football. But I'm pulling for UT tonight. Dalton Connect, come on, dude. And hey, Ralph, I appreciate what you had to say from Alabama. And just let me publicly say on this most holiest of days that I love the Lord Jesus Christ, and it's only because of him that I'm here today. And I hope everybody out there listening will take this sincerely to your heart. I just be kicking it and trash talking, having fun. I don't care who you pull for, who you represent. I got love for you as a person. And wish nothing but the best for you. And let me say this to Todd. He said I'd make a great announcer for the Alabama football team. Is that what I heard?
That's what he said. Yeah, he said he wants you to replace Chris Stewart.
Well, let me say this. I don't think it ever would work, Paul. Could you imagine? Melrose fades back. He throws it down the field. That ball dropped it again. His third drop of the day. Take it, scholarship. Take it, scholarship. I don't think that would work, Paul.
Hey, Legend, my only regret is that you weren't the broadcaster when Pete Golden was the defensive coordinator.
Oh, Lord, I've been saying, go get him. Get the U-Haul. Back it up to the goalpost. Get him out of here. But let me just say this to that idiot that had that Mount Rushmore thing that you fixing to talk about.
We're going to go over that in a minute.
Is that a caller or was that a guest?
Ari Wasserman. he was a legitimate guest.
Oh, that can't be. Come on, Paul.
I mean, who would have ever thought
legitimate
that the guest today, we had Talty, Griff, and Ari, that Griff would have come out of the day unscathed in spite of what he said, and Ari Wasserman would be public enemy number one.
Well, I'm shocked that Griff didn't tell us about that great NIT run. Woo! Come on, dogs. You headed the right direction. But let me say this right here. Eddie Robinson? You going to put Dabo ahead of Eddie Robinson?
Amazing.
Really? I mean, you should never be allowed back on the show again, dude. Let me give you another one.
I mean, Dabo's not even the best coach in Clemson history.
I'm not even sure he's on the Mount Rushmore of Clemson.
No, I mean, Frank Howard.
I mean,
Danny Ford.
Tommy
Dalton. Well, maybe not.
I mean, this guy should never be allowed back on your show again. Tom Osborne. Come on, man. I could just keep going.
I mean, Bud
on
Wilkinson even won, 56 straight games at Oklahoma?
Yeah, Bud should be up there way before Dabo. I mean, I put there with Jimbo.
Barry Switzer.
Never allow this moron back on the show again, Paul. Come on. He couldn't even make the collar bracket. If he was a collar, Paul, he couldn't even make the collar bracket, man. He couldn't make it, man. He couldn't make it. Before I get out, let me say this, Clemson. It's personal. You came into our home court. You knocked us off. It's personal. We don't like you. And another reason it's personal, the Dabo factor. That's right, the Dabo factor.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I mean, you've ruined my day thinking about the possibility of having to. I mean, I mentioned being around North Carolina people. Clemson people? They're 20 times
right
worse.
Right there with them. Right there with them. Right there with them, man. Right there with them. We're coming for you. History in the making, ladies and gentlemen. A Final Four in our lifetime. It's within reach. Go get it, Nate Oaks. Go get it, baby. Grant Nelson, you the man. You came through on this most holiest day. Remember, it's just a game. Don't be like the legend. Sports insane.
I-Man is up next.
Well, for somebody that didn't give a rip about basketball 2 weeks ago, he's all into the round ball now. He's out there spinning that ball on his middle finger. I'm glad he's got something to do with his middle finger instead of scratching his internal organs. You know, Paul, if you're going to have a Mount Rushmore, I think you start with Ears Wentworth, Jim Jordan, Pat Dye, Tommy Tuberville, and Gus Malzahn. Because without ears, nothing changes at Alabama.
You're right. He might be the most important coach in Alabama history.
Yeah, Mike Shula. Absolutely. No ears. Ears totes the mail. I mean, he's the one that went and got the Arkansas kid and brought him here, you know, because Mama called. But I guess that's a... What's the deal with John? I mean, didn't you sense John getting angrier and angrier? The tone changed.
Yeah,
he went from a Petula Clark song to Guns N' Roses fast.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could feel the tension. I tell you, John, that Vagisil will work if your catfish are fighting that much. But anyway, that's another conversation.
I mean, I'm killing this call so far.
Do what?
I said, you're killing this call so far. I like it.
You know, it's a great weekend, and I'm glad the Legend's all happy, and I'm glad everybody out there is happy. I mean, you know, it's You know, I really was pulling for Alabama. You know, they're basketball school now. They're all basketball fans. And, oh, it was such a great hire. And that athletic director, I mean, you know, really what you want are four coaches from Alabama to be on that Rushmore deal. So you want Bryant, you want Stallings, you want the little feller. I mean, y'all going to have to put him on some kind of – you're going to have to put him on a soapbox so he stand up with the other guys. And that statue you got up there, that dude's got a big head. Got a real big head there, Paul. And then you might as well go and put this new cat, this DeBoard guy, you gave him $8 million to be great. And you're talking about how great he is. So, I mean, why not go on and put him up there, too? And hell, just go on and put their wives out there, too. Because, I mean, if it wasn't for their wives, I mean, and
Terry,
you create an argument with all.
I mean, she's worth at least three or four national championships, isn't she?
I tell you, all the arguments you got into with the wives, I mean, that puts you on the map.
Yeah, no, I'm going to do a book on my battles with the coaches' wives.
Yeah, I mean, what was it? Godfrey's wife almost scratched your eyeballs out of the basketball game?
Godfrey's wife attacked me at half court of the Alabama-Auburn basketball game.
She was leaning over his top of you and looked like Godzilla opened her mouth.
Ladies, Chizik and Malzahn's wife tag-teamed me.
Hey, the wives are brutal.
Yeah.
You know, they're all entitled. I mean, they're all entitled.
I've had some brutal encounters with the wives.
Yeah, and good thing your wife is a doctor.
It is.
Because, I mean, she's probably ace-bandaged you up and Bengayed you, and, I mean, it's a good thing. You got real good health insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Paul, as I always told you, I'm going to always call you every day for the rest of your natural life and mine, too. And we'll be here when everybody else is come and gone, because that's what we've done. We've seen them all come, and we've seen them all go. War Damn Eagle, y'all have a great weekend. Be blessed and be safe.
Wonderful call. Thank you, I-Man. We head to the break. We're open for business for another 45 minutes, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
We're back. We appreciate you being with us on a Friday afternoon. Larry is up next.
Man, I'm going to say something right now. Randy, I feel bad for you, man. I really do. I hate it, brother. I weep for you. Not. What?
He thinks you're a Tar Heel fan. He's a Wake Forest fan, aren't you?
Well,
He grew up in Winston-Salem. He's not a Carolina fan.
Randy, is he really a North Carolina guy?
He's wearing powder blue right now.
Oh, poor baby. Poor baby. Hey,
he's
check
got
it
his
out.
Dean Jack. Smith and Michael Jordan shirt on.
You know, I got thought about as a damn. I ain't a basketball fan. I love that stuff. Hey, check it out. I want to say something, brother. I have closed caption on my TV.
Yeah.
And have you ever seen somebody or something on closed caption when somebody's giggling?
No.
But you gotta watch
I just
it.
Thought of it. That would be pretty entertaining to watch this show closed caption.
Yeah, and it's great to watch watch Legend and look at closed caption. You don't have to really hear him, you know. And you look at it and you go, damn, that ain't bad. Hey, look at him, boy.
If I ever leave this show, I think I'll just spend the rest of my days watching the show closed caption.
Look here, that guy you had on, hey, I found out the government has sold $222 million to podcasts. And I guarantee you the brat done got him some of that money.
You're right.
And that guy that come on had to get paid some money. Because that guy is about a moron. And he's talking out of Z-Yang. Out that hole. You know what? He could go on the road with a show talking out that ass. I'm telling you, man, that man don't know Jack, and he don't know Pooh. And so that means he don't know Jack Pooh. And anyway, so I'm on the road right now, so be careful. What you say to me will hurt my feelings now. You got it?
Larry, in all candor, I'm afraid to respond.
That's right. You be real careful. Tiptoe around me. But you talking about when I was young, when I come back from Vietnam, I wasn't a happy person when I got greeted at the airport. How many times you come from war and losing your friends and people spit on you and throw things at you? I wasn't a happy camper.
Well,
I didn't like nobody. I hated everybody.
That.
Yeah, I hated everybody. And when I come back, two of my friends killed themselves. Yeah, that was a good time. No, I was terrible when I was young. The drunk, wanted to kill myself. But I'm telling you what, Matt, you get your ass together. Don't you let no little thing like that get you down, brother. You hang in there, and you hang in there good. Because you people around you love you. So take care of them. Take care of yourself. And roll tide.
Thank you, Larry. You have a good weekend. Talk soon. Jack is up next in Savannah. Hey, Jack.
Hey, Big Paul. How you doing, buddy?
We're doing great.
Hey, Larry just stole my thunder, man. Cause when I called in, I heard Matt earlier, and I want to let Matt know your life is not as bad as you think it is. I visit my grandmama every day in the nursing home, and one of her roommates is a young lady. She's in her 40s. Paul, she in the bed like a baby. Physically, I mean, and she can't move. She don't talk. She grunts and whatnot. And she in a 40. So sometimes you got to appreciate what you have. So don't worry about it. Don't worry about what you don't have. You can't give up. You got to keep on fighting. And trust me, it will work out in the end. And Paul, the guy with the list, I figured out he was born in 1988, Paul. He still trying to experience life. To leave Paul Bearbottom off any list is ridiculous. And you tried your best to help him out, buddy. I don't know about him, though. And Paul, buddy, I know you got your degree in journalism, right? But you should be a damn psychologist. I don't understand how you do it.
It may not be too late. You know, the more I think about it, Jack, if I could go to night school, I think we could just turn this show into Dr. Phil.
Paul, I'm not watching the TV show called Frasier. I didn't see it when it was on, but you know he played a psychologist for the radio,
right.
And that's what you should do, man. And
I think it's a really good idea because those shows. I mean, look at Oprah, Dr. Phil. Who else? All these shows have made. I don't want to say this too loudly, but I think we could do better than we're doing here, Randy.
I know you can, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, we're making
you and your family.
Make serious money. This is just, except this is Monopoly money here.
Oh, if I'll ask you a question, Paul, what is Legend Podcast name anyway?
The name of the show is, what is the name of the show? The starting lineup, it's on, I'm sure you can find it online. It's, the station it's on is ABC 3340 in Birmingham.
Okay. All right. Buddy, thank you for that, and thank you for being who you are. And you and your family and Randy, y'all have a happy Easter, buddy.
Thank you very much, Jack. Great to hear from you. You be well. Johnny B. on this Good Friday. We got to start working Good Fridays more often.
This is a great day. It's been a very good day. Got to take a little break once I saw where Griff was going to be on. And,
oh, man.
You know, he brings it. I mean, I stopped work, had a couple of beers, enjoyed hearing him. And, you know, his insight, like yesterday we were talking about Florida and them not coaching their players up, and then them, you know, talking about how Saban failed to coach that team up. You know, he sees things, and he's not afraid to say them. And that's one thing that I like about him. But I've got my own Mount Rushmore here, and it's
okay.
Bear Bryant, Jimmy Johnson, Pete Carroll, Barry Switzer, and Coach Ogeron. You've got the two, you know, Bears players would take a bullet for him. I don't think you'd see that with
no
Saban.
Doubt.
And then, obviously, the other three did something that nobody else did. They won championships at the college and the pro level. And then Coach O, just other than being cool as hell, had the best team that's ever been in the SEC.
Yeah.
So, you know, how do you think? Is that a pretty good list?
Yeah, you know, Barry Switzer did that, too.
I got him on here.
Yeah,
Jimmy Johnson,
Barry, Jimmy.
Carroll,
I
Barry.
Mean, of course, there's a lot of debate about Barry's Super Bowl title, but he still won one, Johnny. Johnny, you're right.
That's right. And then Todd that, you know, called in, I like old Todd, but the more he talks, the more you find out about him, where he says he wants to line up and all of us beat him. I was thought that rope and that whip on that horse was,
yeah,
for,
yeah,
you know, cowboy
I
life.
I
mean,
there is a condition
life
for that, isn't there, for people that like to be beaten?
BDSM or
yeah,
something. There's some groups for it, but if he yeah shows up on that horse with that whip and that outfit, just put some assless chaps on and you'll have it made, Todd. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Johnny B. Well said. Mitch is up next on this Friday afternoon.
Good Friday to you, Sir Paul.
Thank you. Thank you, Mitch.
I just want to say, leaving us Clemson fans alone, we're not that bad.
You're right. I overdid it again.
I'm just glad we won last night.
It was impressive.
We weren't even predicted to win the first game of the tournament.
No, no, no. Clemson's been one of the biggest. Clemson's been a bigger surprise than Alabama.
I mean, most people were predicting us to be one of the upsets in the first round.
Yeah, you're right.
So, anything we win past that first game is
gravy,
extra sugar on top.
You got it.
So, that's the way I look at it. I don't expect us to win tomorrow night.
Well,
but I expect I do expect them to show up. That much. But we shouldn't have beat Alabama when we beat them. Alabama was just in the beginning of the season. But anyway, no, Dabo don't deserve to be on Mount Rushmore. You said it earlier.
I mean, Dabo Swinney is one of the best coaches of today, but it is absurd to look at what he's done and say that's better than. I mean, Paul Bryant won. Not only did Bryant win 6 national championships, he influenced multiple generations of coaches and players. And Dabo is not in that league. You know that.
No.
And I know that.
Dabo is a person of recency.
Yeah.
So whoever this person was that came up with the list, he's
you know, you know what I just decided, Randy? That guy, Ari, he needs, if we find a couple of people that are going to whip Todd, he needs to be whipped too.
He does, because
I would put
Frank Howard
in. Mitch, thanks for the call. We're up against the break. We still have 30 minutes to go. We can talk about anything you want. Final 30 minutes of this Good Friday. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Polls have closed, and we're about to make a projection. Larry advances, and he will face Stacy. No upsets there. Trey, we just talked to him, moves on, and will face I-Man. Todd from Shelby knocked out, and he enjoyed it. Tanner is up next from Tuscaloosa. Hello, Tanner.
Hey, Paul.
Tanner.
We're still dancing in T-Town, baby.
I can imagine, man. I bet the strip is on fire.
Oh, the whole town's on fire, Paul. I know it's Good Friday, but we got Saturday night fever, Paul. But Paul, I want to wish you all a happy Easter weekend, and I'll talk to you again soon, buddy. Roll Tide.
You take care of yourself. Thank you very, very much. And AJ is up next.
Speaking of Mount Rushmore, how about let's do a Mount Rushmore, Paul? Can we do that?
We can, yes.
Yeah, bash, brother Paul. Let me bore the hell out of you with my call. I mean, I did a little bit of research on Bash, Paul.
Yeah.
And, you know, found out he does work over there at Ball Arena, and he's when the Denver Nuggets play, but his job title is the bathroom floor and the toilet bowl licker. Now, let me move on over here to you, John. Let me tell you something, John. You climb your ass out of that box, John. You're going to say that I have a drinking problem, John? Well, I'll tell you what I'm drinking. It's not cheap bourbon. It's coffee, Paul. You know, I think John's a little bit jealous, Paul. I've come to that conclusion. Let me segue on over to why I think that, Paul.
Okay, please do.
You know, Paul, maybe it was AJ that got that promotion to the glass house. And maybe AJ got to put John in that box, because John sure seems to want to put AJ in the box. You want to put me in the box before football season, John? With the kind of recruiting class we've got and what we've got coming back, and Hugh Freeze coming in here? No wonder you want to put me in the box, because we're going to kick Missouri's ass, Paul. Or damn eagle, Bash.
What a just spectacular call that was. Terry is up next. Hello, Terry. Good afternoon.
Hello, Paul. Sorry about my second call here. Anyway, two things. You know, I-Man again is being angry, and I just don't understand how he doesn't respect the Alabama coaches and that they were the best. But I would like to say about two other callers, you know, I-Man, I know you would like to be his producer or whatever. I just want to be his bookie, because I don't think he's ever won a game, has he?
Probably and, not.
Well, you know, every time he picks a game, he backs out of it. And then you got Todd from Alabaster. You know, I've always learned in my life, if you got to tell me how bad you are, you're not that bad. Anyway, y'all have a blessed Easter and enjoy the show.
Thank you very much.
Y'all have a good
one. You be well. You take care of yourself. And let's check out Billy D. Hello, Billy.
Hey, Paul. Yeah, you know, you know, it's nice that Alabama lives for free in his brain. You know, I mean, that's free rent, and that's fantastic stuff. And I also heard that you got a lot of invitations to, you know, fly around or whatever. Go ahead and call your pilot. Go ahead and tell them to fire up the Gulfstream and come on down to Mobile. Bring a checkbook so you can take them to go play golf in Magnolia Grove. You ready for that?
I hear it's a great place.
Oh, dude. I mean, you can go to like multiple ones. You know, they're very well pristine courses. But the main reason I called was because of Coach Oates.
Sure.
I know he's a numbers guy.
Oh, yeah. No, he's a math wizard.
Well, I can't remember when he called in. You know, it's several months ago, but he runs the numbers. Like, he's a numbers guy. Am I right in saying that?
No, I'll never forget one of the first interviews we did with Nate Oates. I got into that with him, and he took me through the entire methodology. And he's a former math teacher in high school. And it was really among the most fascinating coach conversations I've ever had.
Right, because, I mean, when he runs the numbers...
Everything is a probability,
like,
yes.
Right, exactly. And so, you know, and look where it's got him today. I mean, you know, math will get you so much further than any other subject in the world. I'm not, you know, pushing, you know, education or whatever, but math is...
I wish I could have handled math. I might have learned something in college, but I never could.
Me too, dude. Look, I'd be an engineer today, but I mean, you know, instead of a marine biologist, you know, but, you know, one thing leads to another, but, you know, I just know that I think that's the way he kind of like works his magic is through the math numbers. And, you know, that's all, you know.
Well, he uses it, Billy. He has probabilities for everything. I realize you can analytic yourself to death, but in basketball, if you know this player doesn't hit from this point, then you don't let him shoot right there, or you know, the systemology of rebounds or turnovers. I mean, there is something to that in athletics. You have there's a big human element, but he has mastered the math part of it.
The probability, and I think that is where he's gotten today. And look, to all those naysayers out there, he's going nowhere. I mean, why would you want to leave Alabama? I mean, the institution is a capstone. And I see him going the next 5-7 years there. And even if he, you know, got the bid was to lose out to Clemson, and he won't.
That's not going
to,
listen, he has taken Alabama basketball where they've only been one time. And what I think a lot of people don't understand, if they're just, oh, Alabama, what in the world? Alabama is a very good basketball school. You know that, Billy.
Absolutely. Yes. I've been following it, you know, for quite a while. Even though I graduated from Mississippi State, I'm a diehard, you know, and it's, you know, it is what it is. I'm a, you know, grew up with Alabama, you know, in the 70s, you know, 80s, 90s for sure, you know, and, you know, the 90s were rough. But, you know, and then ever since Saban came in, you know, how could you not be an Alabama fan?
Well, I think he also, regardless of what happens tomorrow night, the level of pressure at Alabama, it's there, but it's not because there's very little history. He's making the history tomorrow. Hey, we have to take a short break. We are back. You want to give us a final call on this Good Friday? You can get in now at 855-242-7285.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We have a couple of moments remaining. We'll recap Ari Wasserman's Mount Rushmore list before we go. For those of you who have not had a chance to hear it, Chase is up next in Tupelo. Hello, Chase.
Mr. Paul, what's going on, my friend?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to get a couple things. First, with this Mount Rushmore thing, I'm kind of appalled that, you know, the undefeated Alabama football coach Mike Price hasn't been mentioned.
Hey,
never lost a game as an Alabama football coach.
He is on my personal Mount Rushmore of the greatest stories I've ever covered.
Another thing, do you remember, I was listening to your show when they first announced Nate Oates. Do you remember the hate that all of the fans gave for hiring some guy, some math teacher from Buffalo?
I mean, I do remember some negativity because it was, you always hear the phrase outside the box. I mean, this was beyond that.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like the AD got it right on this one. And final question, what's the update on the new basketball facility? Do you think us making it to the Elite Eight is going to help?
Yeah, I mean,
that,
I would say, Chase, until last night, it was dead. But it is amazing what something like this can do. And I don't, I think the challenge remains the obvious. The NIL money is getting all the oxygen and all the support. But I do think Nate Oates could be a generational figure that maybe will influence people. I hope he can, because Alabama desperately needs it.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, it's kind of one of those things we need to get done to make sure Nate stays for a while. But
well,
you know,
I think Greg Byrne has done a good job there, but nothing in that world, you just, I mean, I feel like I know Nate pretty well. We had him on the other night, and he's always gracious, but you don't know what, you know, I don't know. I mean, I think he's a college coach. If the NBA came around with generational money, which, by the way, he's already making, but they can do better than that. You just don't know what could influence him.
Yeah, that's true. Well, y'all have a happy Easter weekend and Roll Tide.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Well, I mean, one thing's for sure, he's now the most successful coach on campus, though, because after Saban's left. Shane is up next. Hey, Shane, go right ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Paul. Happy good.
Well, thank you very much. Great to hear from you.
To all the viewers and the listeners, we're tailgating out here. We've got our ankles taped. Kudos to Alabama last night. I'm an SEC guy, but I hope the Vols can pull it through.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think there's a
lid off the basket.
Yeah, tonight's a little tricky, but I think they can do it.
I feel good about it, and you know, Tennessee beat Alabama twice in the regular season at home in Alabama, so I'm just hoping that Tennessee's got the thunder. I hope when we talk next week that Tennessee and Alabama's in the Final Four.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Easter and I'm out.
I hope so. Hey, well, thank you so much, Shane.
Paul.
You have a great night. And that game is 3 hours away, and I can hardly wait. Larry, are you back?
Man, I want to apologize, Bob. Y'all, dang it, have a happy Easter, everybody, and God bless you, Paul.
Larry, one thing here before. Hold on a second. You don't ever have to apologize here. We have a no apology mandate.
I know, but I want to say I should have brought that up, and
that's
I didn't,
okay.
And I feel bad.
Well, Larry, while we have you here, what are you going to be doing on Easter Sunday?
Well, my ex-wife has third-grade kidney disease, and it's not good. And I'm gonna be spending time with her.
Okay.
And I want some prayers for her.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because that is a. I'm unfortunately familiar with kidney disease, and that is a really serious situation.
And I'm gonna spread some love for everybody and have a good Easter, man. Because don't forget what it's for, and all of us. Paul, your show has been a lot of good help for me. All my time I've called it, I really, really pulled me out a lot of times.
And Larry, let me say this to you, and it's not just because of the holiday, but we give you a hard time, but you are easily among the most beloved, if not the most beloved caller on this program.
Yeah, thank you, Paul Feinbaum. And I appreciate you, brother. God bless.
You be well. Thanks, Larry. I don't know why Larry's certainly talking. Larry's talking all of a sudden like Bear Bryant. You notice that gravelly voice? We appreciate Larry, though. I know it's kind of a weird day with so much sports news, and you juxtapose that with the solemnity of this holiday, but we appreciate all you being here. We hope you have a blessed weekend, and we'll do it again on Monday. Good night.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.